free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Of course, we will take a look at the debate debacle. You'll never guess which words were never mentioned in the debate. Yeah, I did a word search. Some poor soul, and there weren't too many this time, had to do a transcript of that train wreck. Can you imagine having to do a train? And it came out. Very, very late. It took them many, many hours and not that many different organizations. Usually there's a lot of them to choose from. I could only find two. So I went through and I looked at it from a different perspective. I searched by topics that I was interested in. And we'll talk about that coming up. But, you know, I want to begin with this story here. In North Dakota, some farmers harvested 1,000 acres of a neighbor's crop after the man suffered a heart attack. He was working in the field. His combine caught fire. As he was trying to put that fire out, he had a heart attack. 57 years old, transferred to hospital, still there in serious condition. The farmers got together and decided that they would do what's called a harvest bee. And they harvested his field for him. I said another neat thing is that in the area, the farmers' wives got together and made a month's worth of meals and filled a freezer for them. So when they get home, they won't have to cook. Folks, this is why we don't need clowns like those two you saw last night to run our lives. Why do we need to have the dregs of society that you saw last night bickering with each other? Why do we have to have Washington fix everything that's wrong in our society? You understand. They're the ones who need therapy. They're the ones who need treatment. They're the ones who need help. We don't need help. We only need help getting them out of our lives. Get out of our lives. I am so sick and tired of the politicization of everything. I am so sick and tired of both the radical left and the MAGA cult thinking that their salvation and their lives depend on who's in the White House. It's irrelevant to your life. Get a life. Get out of your house. Live your life in their face. Don't beg them for permission. They don't produce anything. People like this are the ones who produce food. They produce families. They live lives. Let that be your example. Not those stupid. Let's be polite and call them clowns. I'm going to call them something. This is, have to watch my mouth here. This is live air. But I just cannot get over my contempt for what has happened to this country. Yeah, I talk about politics and I talk about news because we want to get these people out of our lives. You know, I don't feel like a political oncologist here. I'm trying to remove this cancer. And we have people in this country. They're doing everything they can, even though they're suffering from the cancer. Everything that they're doing is making the cancer worse. You're giving them more power over your lives by thinking that this is how you're going to fix your life. And this is why everybody is fighting over everything like they are. Oh, yeah, the Supreme Court justice. It matters. You know, all the babies are going to die if she doesn't fix it and so forth. Let me tell you, you have the power to stop the killing of babies. You have the power to stop the tyranny, the lockdown, the masks, the vaccines that are coming. You have the power to do that. Don't turn it over to other people and then passively sit there and hope they're going to do something about it. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore.
Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, September 30th. Year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 198. 198 days of America held hostage, locked down, masked, hogtied, waiting for our tests and our vaccines, and government permission to live our lives. Are you sick of this yet? And I saw nothing in the debate last night to give me any hope that either one of these a-holes is going to do anything to stop this. Instead, they're both rushing full headlong into this insanity. It's a distinction without a difference, frankly, when it comes to the essential issues of our lives. So let's take a look at this. As I said at the beginning of the program, I had the rare privilege of not having to watch all of this. I checked out pretty early last night. I said, I can't take any more of this. I think my brother-in-law had the best comment on it. He said, I tuned in expecting comedy. Instead, what I got was a very ugly professional wrestling match. I think that's about right. You nailed it, Keith. I don't know. So I got the transcript, as I said, some poor soul. And I think only two people in the world did this. I can only find two places. One of them was pretty obscure, where they did a transcript. Can you imagine trying to have to do a transcript the way they're all three of them are talking most of the time? As I tweeted out last night, just my general impression. You know, Chris Wallace, I think, for ratings, you know, he wanted to get some kind of a soundbite. He wanted a conflict. You know, he wanted to mix it up. He was really inviting that. And he would ask them nonsense questions. Well, we have this issue. Why are you better on this than he is on this issue? You know, oh yeah, you two guys, you know, attack each other personally. I mean, it's just an open invitation for personal attacks. He didn't ask them, of course, which are really so many issues that always go unsaid. But he did do a lot of pushing for vaccines, being a Fox representative. I mean, come on. He's got to make sure that he gets paid. Big pharmaceutical companies. And so we have to kowtow and worship the experts in the pharmaceutical companies. And that's one thing that Chris Wallace did very well. But then, of course, you know, he, as I said, it's going to be Trump against two. We know that. We know that Chris Wallace doesn't like Trump. And he didn't try to hide his personal disdain for President Trump either. And so it was going back and forth, and Trump was doing his share of interruption as well. There really wasn't anything said about the issues. They just tried to make personal attacks, all three of them, against each other. And so I looked at it and I said, let me get the transcript and let's see if some of these things were talked about. So, you know, you do a word search and guess which words never show up in the debate from anybody? Liberty. Not a mention of it in a 3-hour debate or hour and a half debate. Freedom. No mention of freedom either. The Constitution is mentioned twice. You have Chris Wallace in the context of the Supreme Court appointment, Says President Trump, you say the Constitution's clear about your obligation to the Senate to consider a nominee to the court, so forth. And President Trump had, I think, a good response to that. He said, I was elected for 4 years, not for three. That's basically the answer. Joe Biden tried to carve this out and say, but this is election. The voters need to weigh in on this. Let me give you a clue, Chris, Joe Biden. RBG was already in voters' minds when they voted for President Trump. Nobody in the world thought that RBG was going to make it through another 4 years, except for RBG. She's about the only person thought she was going to survive that long. So we already voted on replacing her with a conservative justice. That's what the election was about last time. So he's just doing something that took longer than expected. And then Biden goes on to say later in the debate, they bring up racism. Oh, it's about the Constitution. Racism is about the Constitution. These are the people with the 1619 program. They don't like America. They hate the Constitution. They think the Constitution is racist. But he says, oh, no, it's all about the Constitution's about race. And then gets into this Charlottesville thing. But that's we're going to talk about that separately later. What I want to focus on here is, again, the central issue, which is the vaccine and the lockdown. And they had quite a bit to say about that. I got to say, they talked quite a bit about it. They didn't really have much to say of any substance, nothing new. And so let me just, instead of playing the video clips with all the interruptions and the distractions and so forth, let me just give you the gist of what they had to say. So you have Chris Wallace say, President Trump say, you didn't think we should have closed our country because you thought it was terrible to Biden. He says, in fact, Dr. Fauci said President Trump saved thousands of lives. See? And many Democrat governors said President Trump did a phenomenal job. There you go. What he did basically alienated me, but it pleased Fauci and it pleased the Democrat governors. All you people who say, well, President Trump didn't have anything to do with this. You know, this is just guidelines or recommendations, but, you know, this is being done by the Democrat. It's being done by Republican governors, too, here in Texas, in Idaho. In Ohio, where they were, you've got Republican governors who are just as authoritarian as the Democrats. And people pretend not to notice, most of the people. And most of the people pretend not to notice when it's a Republican president who's doing this to people. And pandering. You know, he'll go to, he flip-flops just like Fauci and the CDC do on masks. Because he will at one point in time say, well, you know, they don't have the final word on this. But then he will appeal to them to say, I did a great job. See, they said I did a great job. But, you know, they don't know what they're talking about in this other area here either. So anyway, he said, the only thing I haven't done a good job of is the fake news. You know, we were there. We got the gowns. We got the masks. We got the ventilators. And now we're just weeks away from a vaccine. The only thing I didn't do a good job of handling is the fake news. But I'll tell you, Joe, you could have never done the job that we did. You don't have it in your blood. You never could have done that, Joe. And then Joe Biden says, I know how to do the job. I know how to get the job done. you didn't do a good job with swine flu, H1N1. You were a disaster. He says 14,000 people died, not 200,000. A far less lethal disease, by the way, says President Trump. And then they go about the economy. And then Joe Biden trashes him for shutting down the economy. But Joe Biden wants to keep it shut even longer. He says, how many of you are in a situation where you lost your mom or your dad or you couldn't even speak to them? You had a nurse holding up a phone so that you could, in fact, say goodbye. And I got to say, that's one of the saddest things I've seen out of this. And totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. This kind of superstition that we have with this stuff. The way people have been isolated. The way people have been targeted to be killed. To be put on these ventilators at President Trump. Delivered. 80% of the people killed with these ventilators. More lethal by far than the disease itself. Any upper respiratory illness, if the family allowed them to diagnose this as COVID, they did that to them. And then Biden says his own CDC director said we could lose another 200,000 people between now and the end of the year. If we could just all wear a mask, we could cut those numbers in half. You know that, do you? Do you really know? Just a mask, he says. Now, by the way, in terms of the whole notion of vaccine, we're for a vaccine, but I don't trust him. Nor do you, and you shouldn't. I trust scientists. To which President Trump says, you don't trust Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer? No, President Trump, I don't. And I don't trust a president who gives them $10 billion to create a new novel approach to a vaccine and rolling it out without testing it. And don't for a minute think that Biden won't immediately declare it safe and effective as soon as he gets in the chair, if he does. This is all politics, and it is all corruption, and it is all globalism. These two puppets of the globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released, but they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David I know, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Do you trust Johnson & Johnson? Do you trust Pfizer? Do you trust Fauci? Do you trust the CDC? Well, President Trump does. I don't trust any of those. And so as they're talking about the vaccine and who can get it out the fastest, and you got Chris Wallace attacking both of them for harming trust in the vaccine. Because that's the sponsors. You know, the vaccine companies. And so Chris Wallace, after this back and forth about, well, you know, we can trust the vaccine companies. You know, Pfizer, the former, as I reported last week, the former chief scientist for Pfizer doesn't trust Fauci. He doesn't trust the numbers. He doesn't trust the second wave of the surge. And let me tell you something. I mean, what I led with yesterday, it's not been talked about by anybody. We don't have the article up at InfoWars. I'm going to do an article. I'm going to get it up at InfoWars. You need to understand the significance of 150 million test kits that were just funded, proudly funded by the Trump White House. And then another 15 billion kits. 15 billion. That'll be $75 billion. So they spent $750 million to get 150 million of them, and they're going to spend $75 billion more to get another 15 billion kits. Now think about that. We got about a third of a billion is the population of the U.S., about 330 million, okay? So that means that you got about 45 billion test kits. What does that tell you? Think about the consequences of that. Why would they spend that money? I know the money doesn't mean anything to them, but it, you know, as Senator Dirksen would say, you know, spend a billion here and a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. And that was kind of a joke then, but it's not a joke now. They don't think that even $75 billion is real money because they're spending $1 to $2 trillion a month because they won't let us go back to work. They want to keep us all on welfare. I mean, they're talking about the exorbitant cost of the Green New Deal, and it is exorbitant. It is insane. But we're talking about over 2 years on the Green New Deal, as insane as that was. It's like $2 trillion over $2 trillion, which is like you're spending more than the entire deficit, annual deficit of the federal government before this for the Green New Deal. And that is totally insane, totally irresponsible for a situation that doesn't exist. And there is no science to back it up. They won't let you have the debate. And now for a situation that doesn't exist, a pandemic that doesn't exist, and it was the Pfizer chief scientist who said it doesn't exist. It's not just me talking. I've spent the last 198 days telling you this isn't real. But you know, now the former vice president and a chief scientist for 18 years, was it 16, 18, something like that, is now saying it as well. But pay no attention to that. We are now going to spend not $2 trillion over 2 years. We're going to spend $2 trillion in a month. In a month. More than the annual deficit that people were very worried about before this all started. They were very worried about a deficit of $1 trillion for the year. Now we're doing that every month. So when you look at the number of test cases out there, what does that tell you? It tells me, A, that they're going to be using these on a daily basis. Because we're talking about 45 test kits being built for every man, woman, and child in the United States. That means that they've got a couple of months' supply. Because not everybody is going to be going out every day. Because not everybody wants to stick a swab up their nose and stand in line at some kind of a DMV harassment center in order to get your little wristband to travel. And then after they do that and make that a condition of living your life, then they will tell you, well, you don't really want to go through this hassle that we've artificially created. It's the only way you're going to get out. You know, we're just conditioning you for this. You really don't want to do that. So you want to get the vaccine. And oh, by the way, we'll need to know that you had the vaccine. So that means that we got to go back and get what Bill Gates planned and had with MIT. And that is, you know, a way that you can get a vaccine and a tattoo. Well, it won't be visible unless we use our special thing here. So don't worry. No cosmetic issues there. See? We got you covered. We're looking out. We're going to keep you safe. And once you get the vaccine, we won't be like, pre-check at the airport. You won't have to go through the hassle of the TSA everywhere. Swabbing your nose every day, wearing a bracelet, standing in line like the DMV, 15 minutes to wait for the test results. And who knows how long the line is going to be before you even get to that point. They're going to create 15 billion test kits. What do you think they're going to use that for? This is what is coming. And it's coming with this president, and it's coming with Biden. My only hope is that if Biden is president, some of the MAGA crowd will stand up to it, that the Republicans will stand up to it, even in Congress, because they can see that they got some political capital out of it. They're not opposed to this in principle. This is why it's so dangerous. At this point, there is no good solution here. There is no good solution except to take our lives back, as I said at the top of the program. So as we go through this, you have Chris Wallace. President Trump, you have repeatedly either contradicted or been at odds with some of your government's own top scientists. So here's Chris Wallace playing the expert card, the argument of science being determined by experts and authorities, not by data, not by models. I mean, the data and the models, as I've talked about, laughable frauds, unbelievable frauds. The Imperial College of London, their assumptions were wrong, as Dr. Ioannidis at Stanford University said, and their computer model was a joke of a program, could not get the same answer twice with the same input. And so you have been at odds with some of your government's own top scientists. Well, you know, he called Fauci and Birx, two very smart people. Didn't he get any credit for that? You know, you had the CDC, Dr. Redfield, said it would be summer before the vaccine would become generally available to the public, said Wallace. You said he was confused and mistaken. Those were your words. But Dr. Slowey, globalist villain name if I ever heard one, head of your Operation Warp Speed, has said exactly the same thing. Are they both wrong? Instead of saying, yeah, they are. He says, well, I've spoken to the companies, and we can have it a lot sooner. And, says President Trump, we can save lives. And then he continues, I've spoken to Pfizer. I've spoken to all the people you speak to, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, others. They can go faster. Chris Wall, so you're suggesting the head of your Operation Warp Speed, Dr. Slowey? No, I disagree with him. No, I disagree with both of them. He didn't say that. He said it could be, but could be much sooner. I had him in office 2 days ago. He talked about summer, sir. Well, because he said it's a possibility, we'll have that answer before November 1st. It could be after that. In other words, they go back and forth. Biden joins this whole farce. And you understand the bottom line here is that Biden and Trump and, of course, Fox Pharma all think that you're not going to live your life until you get that vaccine. That's what they're basically arguing over. That's the difference between these people.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. If you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now. I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic, dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence. If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now. Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, I want to just finish up with what they had to say about the vaccines, about the lockdowns, and this debate last night. Because you understand, there is no debate about the condition of us getting our lives back to normal. The whole fight over whether or not this is, can we rush this? Can we get this before the election or after the election or before? But it's all about that being a precondition of living your life. And I'm telling you, that combined with the fact that the Trump administration and the Democrats are funding, Trump administration just proudly funded 150 million tests of the rapid tests. And they're going to do a 15 billion, 45 for each and every one of us. They're going to make this a daily, what do we call it? I don't know. It's going to be a daily ritual that we have to go through this thing. Vexation. It's unbelievable. So going on with this, they're going back and forth. We can deliver it right away. I've got the military, says Trump. Logistically, they're all set up. We have our military that delivers soldiers. They can do 200,000 of these a day. And they're going to be delivering. And then Biden, oh, he can't do it that fast, even with the military. I mean, this is what we're talking about. Not, should you be using them? Where is the constitutional authority to use the military? Where is the constitutional authority to fund a vaccine? Of course, there's no constitutional authority for any of this stuff. But, you know, they don't talk about the Constitution. that by Easter, you said this would be gone away, said Biden. President Trump said, that was said sarcastically, and you know that. That was said sarcastically. Really? It was said sarcastically? See? It doesn't mean anything he says. It's all sarcasm. It's all just lying to his base like he lies to the other side. Chris Wallace then goes after Biden for undermining support for his big pharmaceutical sponsors and for government authority especially, but, you know, mainly the sponsors. Chris Wallace, he said, you say the public can trust the scientists, but they can't trust President Trump. In fact, you said that again tonight. Your running mate, Senator Harris, goes further, saying the public health experts, quote, will be muzzled, will be suppressed, unquote. Given the fact that polls already show that people are concerned about the vaccine and reluctant to take it, are you and your running mate, Senator Harris, contributing to that fear? We don't want people to be afraid to take my sponsor's product. Come on. You know, I'm going to get paid a lot of money, a lot of blood money for that. And he comes back, he says, well, everybody knows, and Chris Wallace, or Senator Harris is saying that you can't trust the scientists. Biden, well, no, you can trust the scientists. She didn't say that. You can trust the... Chris Wallace interrupts him again. See, it's Chris Wallace that really setting the time. He's interrupting both candidates all the time. But, of course, he interrupted President Trump, I think, about five times as much as he interrupted Biden. We got the exact stats on an InfoWars story I'll cover when we get to the debate. Because now we're talking about the vaccines and where are we going to go with this? Where are we going to go, the lockdown, the vaccines, and the dystopian hell that both of these candidates want to impose upon us with this novel? This is a novel. And quite frankly, it's worse than anything that Aldous Huxley or George Orwell ever conceived of, this novel that we're now living. Biden says, no, you can trust the scientists, and Chris Wallace. But she said public health experts, quote, will be muzzled, will be suppressed. And he goes, well, he's trying to do that. But there's thousands of scientists out there. President Trump says, well, we spoke to the scientists in charge. And they'll have a vaccine very soon. This is the way this whole thing ran. Then they get on to reopenings. Because, you know, the reopenings will happen when you get the vaccines. That's all they're talking about. That's the difference between Trump and Biden. Just how fast and who's going to take the credit for it. It isn't that one of them says that the vaccine is going to be a condition for reopening and the other one says, no, we have a constitution. Nah, that's not on the table with these guys. Constitution's not even a part of the discussion. It came up once. It came up once when talking about whether or not the president has the authority while he is president to appoint somebody to the Supreme Court. Oh, that's debatable, says Joe Biden. Well, it's not debatable. Anyway, reopenings. Vice President Biden, says Chris Wallace, you've been much more reluctant than President Trump about reopening the economy and schools. Why, sir? Biden, because he doesn't have a plan. If I was running it, I'd know what the plan is. Because he'd put it on his teleprompter, obviously, right? You know, you got to provide these businesses the ability to have the money to be able to reopen with PPE as well as with sanitation that they need. See, this is all conditions to reopen. You got to have everybody wrapped and washed. These filthy humans out there. How are we going to manage this? I mean, we just need to have robots everywhere, don't we? Trump goes on. He wants to shut down the country. We just went through it. We had to because we didn't know anything about the disease. Now we found that elderly people with heart problems and diabetes and different problems are very, very vulnerable. We learned a lot. Maybe he's been listening to Scott Atlas for the last 2 weeks. Young children aren't, even younger people aren't. We've learned a lot, but he wants to shut it down. More people will be hurt by continuing. If you look at Pennsylvania, if you look at certain states that have been shut down, they have Democrat governors, all. No, that's not true. All of the reasons they shut down is because they want to keep it shut down until after the election on November 3rd. And that's absolutely true. But it's even more reprehensible than that. You know, when we look at Chris Wallace, you know, Vice President Biden, you and Kamala Harris are scaring people about the vaccine and most of them don't want to take it. And that's true. Here's the way the poll shakes down. This is on RT. Less than 50% of Americans would take COVID-19 vaccine even if they were paid $100 to get the shot. Less than 50%. Even if they were paid $100. They said 44% said they would take the vaccine if offered an incentive of $100. Would you take it for $1,200? Would you take it as a condition to have a job? Or to have the government welfare, the universal basic income, the stimulus? Yeah, see, that's the way the game Scruples is played. We figured that out. We played that years ago. And it's like, yeah, they keep asking the same types of questions over and over again and just changing the dollar amount. In other words, what they're saying is, we know what you are. We're just haggling over the price. I mean, will you sell your life and your liberty for $100? Will you do it for $1,200? More than half, however, said that they would be likely to get it if health insurance covered the entire cost. See? And approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, would make 54% more likely to trust a vaccine. Because why? Because they don't understand the so-called testing procedure. That's why I spent so much time on this weeks ago. I'm not going to go into it again. So if you listen to the program, I won't repeat this, plow this same furrow over and over again. But it is fundamental to understanding the fact that the FDA has one procedure for therapeutics and a different one for vaccines, and they do not test vaccines. They test them, presumably, for short-term death. And then they do an epidemiological study for years to come up with an estimate, a statistical estimate of whether or not they think that it works. People don't understand. The safety is not being tested. The effectiveness is not being tested. They're playing on people's ignorance, and it's despicable. You know, I talked about this the other day. I talked about how they're gaslighting people, the sharks squaling, talking about, well, it's a natural liver, shark liver and so forth. And Richard Sachs, who I've interviewed in the past, and he's interviewed me, I've been on his show, host of Lost Arts Radio. He says, what you need to understand is, since they're using this as an adjuvant, adjuvants are always used to irritate your immune system. And the adjuvants themselves frequently cause autoimmune disease. Injected into the body, it is damaging and dangerous. It's very different than taking it orally. And he's exactly right. We need to clarify that as well. But the point, and he understands the point I'm making, the point is they're throwing this out there and saying, well, it's a natural thing that's going to be in the vaccine. See, it's not all just toxic RNA manipulating stuff.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. And I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home, until you take all the shots. Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if
Donald Trump has his way, the complications of COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. Remember the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's almost like being in prison, said President Trump in the debate regarding the lockdowns. No, actually, President Trump, it is like being under house arrest. And it should stop. Biden replies, but people want to feel safe. Actually, he didn't say feel safe. They want to be safe. They want to feel safe. There is no safety in slavery. As I've said many times, to the extent that you give up your liberty, you become a slave, a prisoner. Prisoners and slaves are never safe. They're never free. They don't have they're not prosperous either. I mean, you give up your liberty so that you can make money. You give up your liberty so that you can be safe. You just become a prisoner. And now we've literally become prisoners in the name of safety. This is where this obsession with safety, where we replace liberty with a desire for safety. The business of the American government, the fundamental purpose of the American government, was to protect our God-given rights, our life, our liberty, and to allow us to pursue happiness in the way that we wish, to take our risks in the way that we wish. And when you eliminate all risks, or think, or tell people that you're going to eliminate the risk, what you're doing is you're just eliminating all of the freedom that we have. The greatest risk that we face, folks, is tyranny. And so you have people talking about the debate last night, a couple of Republicans said, genuinely confused as to whether Biden is for or against the shutdown right now. He is simultaneously blaming Trump for the economic shutdown, then attacking him for wanting to reopen. Exactly. Exactly. Is Joe Biden really preaching about how we need to keep the economy closed? He's blaming Trump for the shutdown and saying we should still keep it closed. And then on the other side, you got Trump bragging about the shutdown and the lockdown, how he saved everybody with that. Now calling it prison, and then ignoring the fact that he has, as part of the Constitution, sworn an oath to protect our liberties and to protect the Constitution, and that includes our civil liberties as outlined, not given to us, but recognized in the Bill of Rights. Purpose of government is to protect our rights. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. That's the fundamental document that justifies the creation of America, the fundamental document on which the Constitution was written. The understanding that we don't get our Second Amendment rights, our right to self-defense, is not given to us by the Second Amendment. Second Amendment recognizes that those are God-given rights and that the government can't do anything about that, or our free speech or free exercise of religion. All of the First Amendment being taken away in the name of this novel. And the president has the duty and the power to do something about it. He refuses to do it. Instead, he plays the same game that Biden is doing. And so what is this happening? Well, we see that Disney is laying off 28,000 employees. You know, they've have their theme parks open in Florida, in Paris, in Shanghai, in Japan, in Hong Kong, but both of them are closed in California. And they're going to have to lay off 28,000 employees there because of Newsom, Governor Newsom. The same guy, by the way, same guy who says, we're going to get rid of all automobiles as well. Imagine that. All of this stuff, exactly what we've been telling you they're going to do. We're going to get rid of engines, right? And we'll have everybody on the electric grid. And as some people pointed out, you can't even keep the lights on in California. And you're going to tell everybody they're going to have electric cars? You can't even keep the grid going there. By the way, there's an article about a compact nuclear fusion reactor. Is this going to be Mr. Fusion? So I'm all for that. Now, we're living in the dystopian hell that is depicted in the sequel. Looking at Florida, where Disney World is open, not California, where Disneyland and California Adventure are closed. But you have some Miami restaurant owners, according to the Miami Herald, are really not happy about being able to open up again. Why are we pretending it's all over? Miami restaurants wrestle with new COVID rules. Oh, really? You mean these restaurants really want to be bankrupted, according to the Miami Herald? This is the way that the ridiculous way they're spinning this. It's just so confusing. The governor just released the hounds without any warning. I don't want these customers back in my restaurant. I mean, just when I get it all cleaned up, you're going to bring in filthy people here to, you know, give me dirty money and, you know, leave dollar bills on the table, you know, for the waitress. And we'd much rather be unemployed and get our money digitally, you know, from the Federal Reserve. And we just stay home and do nothing. No, that's not what they're saying. That's just a lie from the Miami Herald. Ron Paul Institute, as these people are saying, why are we doing this? How can they say that this is over? We're pretending it's over. Well, here's why it's over. It never really was going on. It was always really just the flu. The flu and a Chinese program that they pressured everybody into, that they used bots to twist the arms of the people in Italy and then built upon that as well. They played us up one side and down the other. You know, grabbing all the PPE equipment, selling it back as a profit, sending us tests that were already contaminated, modeling this tyranny that they've already done in their company. But say, oh, now you all do this because we've got a virus that came from here. No, in Florida, the percentage of positive diagnostic tests, writes the Ron Paul Institute, for new cases, it was down 4%. And we all know that these tests will identify any kind of coronavirus. This is why they're down right now, is because it's summertime. They're going to go up. And then if we accept this as the metric, they're going to use this to lock us down. That's why they're doing 15 billion tests, so they can justify the lockdown, so they can make that a condition of getting the tests to do our lives. Anyway, they point out 24% of hospital beds are empty, as are 23% of ICU beds. You got people who are dying from every other type of condition because they can't get any health care. Meanwhile, de Blasio tweets that he will keep New York under lockdown forever because they have 332 new reported cases. See, that's how it works. That was the metric that Fauci put out. Well, we're going to have to keep you locked down. Dwayne got a single case. And a lot of people didn't really focus on that. I said, look, they're telling you they're not ever going to let you down. They will always have somebody. We will always have somebody with a cold or a flu. And they will always be able to identify that as COVID. As I pointed out, This new rapid test does not try to identify the gene sequence. That was troublesome enough when the PCR test that they had to send off would look at a DNA sequence. And again, it could not tell one coronavirus from another. But now they're just going to look with proteins that are associated with the coronavirus. And it is not quantitative, which means that you don't have to be sick. And if you're not sick, if you're asymptomatic, you can't spread it, but you will test positive, and they will use those numbers to keep us locked down. U.S. retail store closures have hit a record, and the Federal Reserve's Kaplan says the economy will not get back on track until next summer? No, no, until late 2022. They're planning on keeping us locked down for a long time, folks. This is going to be a long slugfest if we don't stand up for our liberty and tell them we're not going to play this game anymore. I'm not going to follow your script. You don't have any authority and you don't have any credibility as an expert. But the Wall Street Journal is now, you know, on a daily basis, you see these financial papers running with stories about universal basic income. Here's the latest one that came out yesterday from Wall Street Journal. Cities experiment with remedy for poverty. Cash, no strings attached. Oh, see, we had to do it because of COVID. No, they were always planning on doing this. Always. This is a long-term plan. CDC recommends a virtual Thanksgiving to lessen the risk of COVID-19. I say we get rid of the CDC and keep Thanksgiving. What do you say? All right, we got to take a break. Just to remind you, we've got a great sale going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of our most effective products and popular products now selling out, products that you're going to really need to promote your health. Things like Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D to support your immune system. You know, fight it that way. You're much better off having a healthy immune system than taking a vaccine and damaging your immune system, damaging your body permanently in many cases. You know, people who get sick with a flu vaccine, it's usually because of what the flu vaccine does to their immune system. So build your immune system up instead. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D plus vitamin K. Now on sale, free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, baseline of vitamins and minerals, discounted and free shipping. Bod Ease, we have Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine in many different ways. Plus and discount packs, 60% off DNA Force, 30 to 60% off, free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhorn, and Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
As we're going to break, I was talking about the fact the CDC recommends virtual Thanksgiving. Make sure you don't see your friends and family. Don't travel. Stay at home. You can dial them up on the internet so we can watch what you're all saying and record that. Do all your shopping online with Amazon. Let the stores go bankrupt. They've already shut down the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. They will be shutting down Macy's themselves as part of this as well. Yeah, because they're not a national globalist chain. So, you know, they have to go the way of the dinosaur. I am just so sick and tired of the CDC telling us what we can do with holidays. As a matter of fact, when I was on my way in this morning, I flipped on NPR before I flipped them off. they were doing the usual panic and fear-mongering. And they had some guy talking about New York and how it's been an example to the rest of the world about how wonderfully it was handled by the Democrat politicians, Cuomo and de Blasio. But now they have a problem. Their problem is the Jewish community because they insist on celebrating these holidays. You know, this is a time of year where they've got several holidays. These people don't like to take their vaccines either. So we're going to have to single them out. They said, many in the Hasidic community. And many who are not in the Hasidic community. Well, make up your mind. Which is it? You can't be both, right? The majority in the Hasidic, and then the majority are not in the Hasidic community. And they're talking about how, yeah, these people, they just flaunt the rules. They don't wear their masks. They don't want to get vaccines. They don't do social distancing. Yeah. Yeah. See, this is where it's the religious communities, the people who actually have community and relationships. They're not going to give that up. And that's what they're trying to kill. That's the most deadly thing about this. They want you alone, suicidal, isolated, living your life through cyberspace, through their little porthole that they control. They control the horizontal. They control the vertical. They watch everything that you do. Sit back. We'll entertain you. And while they do that, they strip you of all your rights and your humanity. CDC is going to tell people now, landlords, you can't evict this person, or you can't. I mean, that's the power that's been turned over to them by President Trump. Unbelievable. That, of course, is not even brought up in the debate. Of course, it's not being brought up by the debate because we want to be ruled by experts now, by czars, you know, by this corrupt corporation, the CDC. You know, Tucker Carlson began his show on Monday night with Feinstein, talking about how she had written a letter to the FAA demanding that everyone wear masks at the airport. This was back in June. Now, there's been some uncomfortable photographs. He says, given that, today this show exclusively obtained photographs of, and this is going to rock your world, Dianne Feinstein in a private terminal at Dulles Airport. A FBO, as they say, in private aviation on Friday. He said the pictures show her not wearing a mask while walking behind a masked pilot holding a dog appeared on the screen. In the photographs, Feinstein can be smiling without a mask on. One might even say she's sowing confusion about whether or not masks are necessary. A pilot with a mask and walking in front of her carrying a bag and a dog. A dog. Is that a hot dog? So that he could not have to wear the mask while he's flying? As long as you're munching on something, you don't have to wear a mask, right? That's the safety tip. But the other thing that works to keep you from having to wear a mask is if you are a Democrat leader telling everybody else that they have to wear a mask, like Pelosi at the hairstylist. He mentioned that as well, of course, obviously. You know, Pelosi and Feinstein. If you are one of the elite, you know, you don't have to wear a mask. So that also works. The rest of us will have to get some slow-moving snacks. We'll be right back.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Let's talk about the debate. Before we do, I've got one more piece of lockdown news for you. And this is coming out of Ontario, Canada. But be ready for this because this is what it's going to be everywhere. Once they get the tests rolled out, once they start testing everybody, and they've now moved the goalposts. So the new thing is, you know, you can't have any positive tests. We'll have to lock everything down. But they're also going to make this, and don't forget, they're going to make this the condition for travel. They don't need to have 45 tests per person. They're not going to be doing it constantly and making that a condition, as I told you 200 days ago. A condition for movement, for living your life, until you get the vaccine. And then the vaccine will be the condition. And the vaccine, you'll have to prove that you've had the vaccine. So that will be the gateway into the universal global ID, just as Bill Gates has planned. And I got to say, nothing makes me more disgusted with Trump than to see him become a salesman for big pharmaceutical companies and to see him implementing the Bill Gates plan for global vaccination, global identification, total population control, a salesman for 5G and for vaccines. You would oppose this if it was Obama or Biden or Hillary Clinton doing this, but you're jumping in, making excuses for Trump because it's Trump. Because it's Republicans. It can't be President Trump. It can't be him. He's a Republican. Here's the problem. We bought into this idea that the only way we're going to be saved is from the top down. Everybody, conservative and liberal, thinks that they can get what they want out of Washington. That is the ultimate lie, the ultimate gaslight. And so because you bought into that, if you don't see somebody on the ballot that's going to do that for you, then that makes you feel desperate because you built your whole worldview now, whether you're conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat. If you bought into this false dichotomy they've given you, this partisanship, then you think that you've got to get the right person in there so that you'll have a life. This is why the liberals are so unhinged. And it's why it's going to go the other way. If Biden wins, because it's why people are making excuses for President Trump. They don't want to wrestle with or face the reality that there's no help coming from Washington. You don't want to accept the fact that Trump is going to destroy your life just like Biden. You better start building it from the bottom up. Here's an example of what this is going to look like. Yet another one. The Ontario Premier, Doug Ford, announcing that he's going to throw the book at rule breakers if you don't follow his new orders. This is what it's come to in the West now. One petty tyrant and dictator after the other. No concept of individual liberty, of individual rights, of due process under law. All of that has now gone. Been swept away with a Chinese plan. A political plan. Video clip number one.
We will be implementing further restrictions on organized public events and social gatherings. Starting tomorrow in Toronto, Peel Region, and Ottawa, outdoor gatherings will be restricted to a maximum of 25 people, and indoor gatherings will be restricted to a maximum of 10 people. This includes social events and gatherings, like private parties in your backyard or barbecues held in your home, backyards, and parks. At this time, it does not include events gatherings held in staffed business or facilities such as movie theaters, restaurants, banquet halls, gyms, or convention centers.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Do you hear that? You hear that, son of a... Just like Feinstein and Pelosi. We can wear masks. You can. I can fly without a mask. I can get my hair done without a mask, but you all better wear a mask. And this guy is saying, well, you can't have your private gatherings. You can't have anybody in your home. More than 10 people in your home. And you can't get together with more than 25 people outdoors either. Why would that be? He's shutting down your right to redress your grievances with his rules. But then hear what he had to say. This does not include any businesses that have staff. So you can go to a movie theater. That's okay. Just can't have Thanksgiving at home. You can go to a restaurant or whatever. You know, we'll control that there. But you can't have any private family gatherings or meetings with other people. And what kind of science is this? You're going to tell me that this is science? This is like the ridiculous science that I've got to wear a mask to walk 5 feet to sit at a table, and then I can take the mask off like everybody else in the restaurant, and I can sit at the table then for hours if I wish without a mask. But I must wear that mask for that 5 feet to get to the table, or I can't go into that restaurant. This is not science. This is not rocket science. It's not even rational. I mean, this is scarecrow, if I only had a brain, type of science. And he doesn't even know what the Pythagorean theorem is. He misstates it. But he got the degree anyway. And see, that's the whole thing. These guys got the degree anyway. They don't know anything, but they got the degree, and that makes them an expert. You have one thing that the common people don't have. And that's a government job and a title and a piece of paper that says that you're an expert. Okay, let's go back and play the rest of this little petty tyrant, Doug Ford in Canada. I'm telling you, after he says you can't have any private parties, but you'll have to go rent a venue if you want to have a private party, because these restrictions are not going to apply there. Go ahead.
We'll continue to apply. At all times, people must continue to maintain physical distancing of at least 2 meters with those outside their social circle. We're also introducing amendments to the Reopening Ontario Act to set a minimum fine of $10,000 for the organizers of illegal social gatherings.
Hear that?
This is the highest fine anywhere in the entire country.
He's proud of that.
In addition to the $750 fine for individuals who break the rules and show up to these parties. This is a serious situation, folks. We will throw the book at you if you break the rules. And we can't afford to let a few rule breakers reverse all the hard work and progress the people of Ontario have made over the past six months.
That's all I want to hear from this guy. Let me tell you, this is a serious situation. We have people like him doing things like that. And let me tell you who the rule breakers are. People like him. The people who are rebels, the people who are anarchists, are these people. They're the ones who are defying the law and the institutions that gave them their authority. Unbelievable. $10,000 fine if you have a Thanksgiving with people. But, you know, hey, you can go to the movie theater. Please go to the movie theater, because, you know, we got to get some money into the pockets of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's one thing I'm happy to see go the way of the dodo bird. The movies. Of course, they'll still create garbage and filth for you to watch on the internet to stream. So, you know, when we look at this, the name-calling debate, the debate debacle, it truly was. Here's some of the headlines just to summarize this. USA Today. Biden says Trump needs to get a lot smarter. Trump says there's nothing smart about you. This is the level. This is the childish level of the debate last night. This clown, nothing smart about you. Unpresidential insults fly in the first Trump-Biden debate at Reuters. Politico, in an epic moment of national shame, the debate was an embarrassment for the ages. Biden, Trump, clash at vicious, ugly debate. The Hill. Reuters, insults and interruptions mar the first Trump-Biden debate. China ate your lunch, Joe. Trump Biden end insult-filled debate filled with interruptions. Biden tells Trump he's the worst president in history. Presidential debate. Insults fly. As you get the idea. Everybody's insults fly. Insults fly. Vicious, ugly. Trump derails first presidential debate with Biden and five other takeaways. Where'd that come from? Oh, that's NPR. It was all Trump's fault. It wasn't Chris Wallace. It wasn't Biden. It was all Trump's fault that this turned into a junk fest. We will talk about what happened. We'll talk about Wiregate. We'll talk about the renewal of the Charlottesville attack. If you want to understand, this is a two-on-one attack. Well, that is proof of it right there. The garbage about Charlottesville that Chris Wallace came
up. The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the evening of September 26, 2020, and I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil, because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down to their heroes. And oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at InfoWars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Wiregate. That's my term here. You have people suggesting that maybe Biden was wearing a wire to get suggestions in his ear. Let me tell you, I don't know. Maybe I've got a little bit more cognizance than Joe Biden does. And it's very distracting to me to have anybody talking in my ear. Usually if they try to give me some kind of an oral cue in my ear, I put this earpiece in so that I can hear the music, so I can hear the breaks, things like that, so I can hear myself, know that I'm on air because it sounds different if I'm on air. But if somebody starts talking, usually, especially when I'm talking, I can't understand what they're saying. So put it on the board if you need to communicate something to me. So this is not, broadcast news. I don't have somebody feeding me lines over there in the back. And, I don't think that Biden could really handle that either, quite frankly. But it was interesting because he reportedly refused to allow a search for electronic earpiece before the debate. This was tweeted out at New. Joe Biden's campaign agreed to an inspection for electronic earpieces at tonight's debate several days ago, but they're now declining, a source familiar with this tells me. So that began people looking at what he had in his ear, if he did have anything in his ear. Breitbart also reported that. This is coming from one individual, Ebony Bowden, who I don't know. She says she's got people doing that. Tim Murtaugh, who also both of these people have blue check marks. So, you know, they must be more, trustworthy than I am. You know, Twitter doesn't give me a blue check mark. By the way, if you want to follow me in spite of not having a blue check mark, you can find me at Libertarian on Twitter for the time being anyway. But these people have blue check marks, and Tim Murtaugh says, I can confirm that. I can confirm what Ebony Bowden is saying. And so then Kayleigh McEnany, press secretary, says Joe Biden agreed to an inspection for electronic earpieces, but now he's reversing course, declining the inspection. So she confirmed it as well. And so then we have this little video clip where he reaches into his jacket, up to his shoulder, and adjusts it. So I'll show it to you. Go ahead and run the video clip number 2. All right, there he is. Is he scratching himself there? And then is that a crease on his shirt, or is that a microphone wire?
What do you need a wire, bro?
Okay. All right. Now let's play the other clip. This is another angle where you can take a look at this. Let's play video clip number 3.
November 9th, because it's after the election. They think they're hurting us by keeping them closed. They're hurting people. People know what to do. They can social distance. They can wash their hands. They can wear masks. They can do whatever they want. But they got to open these states up. When you look at North Carolina, when you look, and these governors are under siege, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and a couple of others, you got to open these states up. It's
all right.
Fair.
So you get the idea. There it is from another angle, not quite as a close up. Frankly, I think it's a shirt crease. And I think we have other things to talk about, like, you know, the vaccine, the masks, the lockdowns. That's just like we're going to talk about. Well, he's got an earpiece in. I like the Babylon Bee's take on this, of course. Foul play suspected as radio antenna slowly emerges from Biden's head. I don't know what you're talking about, sport, replied Biden. My head is perfectly normal. I most definitely do not have an antenna connected to my brain and ears, tuned to a top secret radio frequency where someone's feeding me answers to all your questions. See, that's you would have to be asked questions by the moderator. And Chris Wallace wasn't doing that. So that kind of blows that whole conspiracy theory out. He wasn't asking Biden any tough questions. They were all softball questions. He was fighting with Biden, not against Biden. He doesn't need that. I think they should have used as a picture instead of the one they did. They should have used my favorite Martian, because he does kind of look like the uncle there, you know. any of you remember that series? So as we go through this, there's an example of one of the interchanges. Like I said, Liberty was not mentioned once. And then there he is. See, doesn't he look like Ray Walsh? My favorite Martian. yeah. Anyway, Liberty was not mentioned. Freedom was not mentioned. Afghan or Afghanistan, neither of those terms were found. Iraq was mentioned once. You know what they had to say about Iraq? Nothing about ending the war. Nothing about being lied into a war. Nothing about promoting the person who lied us into the war with torture. Gina Haspel being promoted to the head of none of that was in there about Iraq. Instead, you had Biden doing a non sequitur into talking about how his son was in Iraq. So he begins his little segment there. So thirdly, we're poor. The billionaires have gotten much more wealthy over the tune of $300 to $400 billion more just since COVID. You in the home, you got less, you're in more trouble than you were before. And of course, he's right about that. And of course, he's going to make it even worse. In terms of being more violent, when we were in, at one point, there was less than 15% less violence in America than there is today. He's president. On his watch, this has all happened, and it's on and on and on. And then he says, the way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and just being suckers. Well, we don't know about that. We do know that Biden insulted them to their face live, and we've got the video about that. But anyway, he goes on to say, my son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got a Brown Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot. And the people that he left behind, they were heroes. Trump says, are you talking about Hunter? You talking about Hunter? I'm talking about my son, Bo Biden. You're talking about Hunter. Well, I don't know, Bo. I know Hunter. Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged. That's not true. He was not dishonorably discharged. Trump continues, for cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Well, you know, the reality is that he was kicked out. And they're both telling the truth because Biden made sure that he got him an honorable discharge when he was thrown out for his drug problem. Because, you know, he's the vice president's son. And they got him a job, you know, sent him on the plane along with John Kerry's son. And they did the deals in China and Ukraine, other places. So, you know, they're both telling the truth to an extent. President Trump, I think, was a little bit more truthy there than Joe Biden was. But, you know, again, this is their little sound bites that they've thrown out there. You know, Joe Biden wanted to talk about Bo. Did I tell you that my son Bo died? You know, you should vote for me because I had a son who died of cancer. You know, there's a lot of people who had that tragedy happen in their lives. That's not a qualification. It's also not a qualification that you're suffering from dementia. It's also something that's very worrying to a lot of people as we look at this. When you look at the takeaway, the different organizations, surprise, surprise, The Hill and CNN, they believe that Biden won this. You know, Biden kept his cool and Trump didn't. Biden kept contact with the camera and Biden and Trump was focused on Biden. I think that is a valid criticism, frankly, of what President Trump did. You know, I think he was just waiting to pounce on Biden the entire time, whereas Biden was trying to make an appeal to the audience. But we'll tell you what the audience actually thought, even in CNN's poll of its own test audience. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance. above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. Water down its roots with tea, and the sun will always.
All right, I got just a little bit more to say about the debate, and then we're going to take a look at the Artelect War and some recent developments in artificial intelligence that we should all be very alarmed at. You know, one of the things that came out of this debate, again, it's pretty much unanimous with CNN and NPR that they like Biden and they hate Trump. Isn't that amazing? Did that really change? And see, that's what this debate is really about. The fact that most of the people, the country is so polarized right now, most of the people don't really care about the debate. People looked at it, thought it might have some entertainment value, but it was really just pretty ugly. And CNN, as reported, InfoWars.com, CNN asks undecided voters if the debate had a clear winner. Now, they allegedly found some undecided voters. We know how this typically works. Many times we have the undecided voters who are identified later as having been on the campaign staff for Hillary Clinton and that type of thing. But CNN asked, and they said, is there a clear winner? Do you think that Joe Biden wins? And won. And one person raised their hand. Only one person in the CNN audience raised their hand for Joe Biden. They said, okay, one person. All right, show of hands if you thought that Donald Trump won the debate. And then at that point, as we point out in the article, the CNN cameraman refused to pan over the full group, as he did with Biden. He chose to cut off half of the group so viewers can see how they voted. But even still, you can see two people that did raise their hands. So at the very least, there was at least two people, twice as many, who thought that Trump won the debate. I think the vast majority of people think they both lost the debate. That's the real issue behind all this. But I think the big takeaway that all the left press is talking about is they're trying to revive racism, racism, racism again, right? I mean, that's all they've got. And so if you look at CNN, you'll see Van Jones and his take on this. He says, well, there's this one thing and one thing only. And, the three most important things. I have three. What he did was he said, you had a sitting president who refused to denounce white supremacy and racism or whatever, right? Because Wallace brought back up the lie about Charlottesville that they've been telling about President Trump now for 3 years. And if you go into this, you know, we know what happened. Here's the actual quote. Excuse me, they didn't put themselves down as neo-Nazis, said President Trump at the time. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. That's it. That's what he meant. He said, yeah, you've got some people there who got violent on both sides. And you had people on both sides that were very fine. I don't know who was good on the left side. I mean, these are the people who now for the last 3 years, the people on the left, the very fine people on the left, these are the people who have been trying to remove our history in every regard. And then he went on, the reporter challenged him. He said, George Washington and Robert E. Lee are not the same. And he says, oh, no, said President Trump. George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Yes. Yes. We've seen that now. And President Trump pointed this out. This is why they hate him. He said, are we going to take down, excuse me, because I kept trying to interrupt him. Are we going to take down statues of George Washington? How about the statues to Thomas Jefferson? Yeah, that's what they want to do now. What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? Do you like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down his statue? He was a major slave owner. Are we going to take down his statue? You know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers. You saw them come with black outfits, with helmets, with baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group, too. That's what he was saying. And so now you have Wallace last night. Are you willing, Mr. President, to condemn tonight white supremacists and militia groups to say they need to stand down and not to add to the violence in a number of the cities, as we saw in Kenosha, as we've seen in Portland? Now, this is what he's talking about in Kenosha. He's talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. So just keep that in mind. I don't think that Kyle Rittenhouse was adding to the violence. I think he was defending himself. But, you know, we're going to just say that it was, those people on the left who had guns who were shooting, they were fine, according to Chris Wallace of Fox News. The premier Fox News anchor thinks that's fine. Trump said, sure, I'm willing to do that, but I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing. After demanding from Wallace specific names of the groups he should condemn, Biden and Wallace settled on the Proud Boys. And Trump responded, Proud Boys, stand back, stand by. I don't know what that means. I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa on the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing problem. Now, Reason Magazine looks at this, and Reason says, that's not a condemnation. Unlike Biden, Trump seems unable to repudiate violence. I'm sorry, Reason. Who is it that wrote this? I don't have their name here. Oh, that's understandable. Biden didn't condemn violence. Biden can't condemn Antifa. Biden said, Scott Shackford, was that the guy's name who wrote it? Okay, thanks. See, they didn't whisper that in my ear. They wrote it up there on the board. So, Wiregate. Anyway, You know, that is, he was the one who was saying that Antifa is an idea. You know, it's not an organization. As a matter of fact, what he said, his own FBI director said that Antifa is an idea, not an organization. This is why, and I've reported this, I reported when Christopher Wray said that. It was outrageous that Christopher Wray would say that. And I'm telling you, this is why Christopher Wray and Attorney General Barr aren't going to do anything to stop it. They know that it is an organization. They know that this is an organization that is internationally funded, that it operates across state lines. They know that they have the jurisdiction to do that. Instead, they're going to ignore that. AG Barr will talk about it, but he won't do anything about it, just like President Trump will talk about so many things but not do anything about them. They don't want to stop it. They want this to continue. The Republicans and Democrats, the establishment here, and we're talking about virtually every single one of them. Let's not split hairs over who's in the establishment. I don't know that any of them are not in the establishment anymore, quite frankly. When we look at this lockdown, we look at the chaos that's going on, we look at the fact that they want to have an undetermined election so they can have more fighting in the streets, more chaos. They could stop it by stopping the lockdown and stopping the fear, but they don't do that. Instead, they play this game. Well, I like the experts. I like Fauci. Fauci likes me. Well, I think he happens to be wrong about this. But, you know, basically, we're going to get the vaccine out to you. We're going to do it faster than the other guy can do it. No, you're not doing it the right way. I'll get the vaccine out to you safely and effectively. I mean, this is just baloney, what the two of them are putting out there. And the Republicans, as well as the Democrats, want to have a contested, chaotic election. They could stop it. They won't do it. They could stop Antifa. They won't do it. They could stop the lockdown. They won't do it. They could stop the vaccines. They won't do it. They could stop the lies about the novel, but they won't do it. These people are, both of them, both parties are intent on following the globalist plan of creating chaos and civil war so they can impose a new technocracy and have it in place fully by 2030. And that means testing. That means permission. Passports to do everything, and that implies contact tracing the full Chinese style. It's all on the table. So we can go back and we can rehash Charlottesville again, and we can rehash back and forth charges of white supremacy and racism, and we can just continue to divide everybody even more. And that's what Chris Wallace is there to do, so that we can all stay fighting each other until we buy the vaccines from his sponsors. We'll be right back to talk about the Ardelect War. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals
and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment.
It's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, there was a rhetorical headline on the New York Post a couple of days ago. Here's the headline. Why Silicon Valley CEOs are such raging psychopaths? It's kind of redundant, isn't it? I mean, they are raging psychopaths. And to give you an idea of what raging psychopaths they are, Amazon just announced an innovative automated indoor surveillance drone. What you were hoping they would have next. I know everybody was sitting around saying, you know, where's my flying car? No, I don't care about that. Where's my flying drone? I just need to have a drone flying around in my house doing surveillance all the time. Let's show you a little bit of the clip here of the new indoor drone surveillance for your home, because, you know, you can never have enough Big Brother. Video clip number 4. The alarm's gone off, and so now the drone is going to fly around. Is it going to attack this person? No, it's just going to take his pictures. Oh, that scares him. He's gone now. You get the idea. There you go. It's robot security. No, they will have flying things that will attack us. There's no doubt about that. You know, Area 51 has got a new hangar facility, and they are assuming that it points to a drone swarm future. I've talked about this before. You know, autonomous killing machines. When we talk about drone swarms, as my son said, nothing good ever comes from a swarm. That in and of itself is a bad term. You don't want to have anything to do with that. There was a book a few years ago by Daniel Suarez called Kill Decision, which focused on this very thing. Swarming autonomous killer drones. And, you know, this TED Talk video that they're rolling right here, that was, they've illustrated a drone assassination technique. But you know, when you have the drones that are operating in concert, and it was an interesting book, it raises some interesting questions. Kill Decision. I'd highly recommend it. It's done a number of years ago. Daniel Suarez, really does have his finger on the pulse of where a lot of this technology is leading us in a dystopian way. He's not as negative about it as I am, but he does understand what the issues are. It's kind of like Hugo de Garris. When I talked to him, it's like, yeah, you know, I'm not real optimistic about this like Ray Kurzweil is, said Hugo de Garris. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book called The Art Elect War. In it, he said, you know, we know the technocratic elite are trying to assume, you know, all control and power. And, of course, we've, you know, this has been their plan for 50 years. Going back to Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, we talked about the technocracy and technocratic elite, how they'd be able to have complete surveillance and know everything about everybody all the time. And they would subsume all power to themselves. But as Hugo de Garris was talking about, he said, well, I think he was doing it in terms of artificial intelligence, a field that he has a specialty in. And he said, and he would go around and he would ask people when he would do presentations. He said, you know, I think it's a very good possibility that we'll create artificial intelligence and it'll go after us if it becomes intelligent enough or aware enough. Or, you know, we could just have some problems with the technology. You know, that kind of stuff does happen. And he goes, so would you be willing to do this? And you know, Hugo's concept, you know, he's not a Christian. He's got a materialistic worldview. So he thinks that if he, you know, physically replicates, you know, the brain, duplicates it, that somehow it will then get what we call soul consciousness. I don't think so. It may get in there in a different way, in another way. And that's a topic for another day. But, nevertheless, he says, well, I think that I'm working on a project that has the potential to create some new, you know, highly, he calls it godlike. I wouldn't use that phrase. But some high-level intelligence that could be malicious, more intelligent, faster to work than we are. And he goes, but I'm drawn to do it. That's his conflict. You know, he looks at this and he says, this could be suicidal, but it's a challenge. And I was always intrigued by Hugo's position, because I've seen this over and over again in the engineering and scientific community. The people who are working for the military industrial complex in whatever capacity, whatever they were developing, they would look at it solely as an intellectual challenge and not look at the big picture and say, I shouldn't be giving this kind of power to anybody. Nobody should be wielding this kind of power. You know, that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is, you know, the race aspect of it, and not black and white, but the, you know, the, like the moon race type of thing. Oh, we got a gap here. We got, you know, we got an AI gap. We got a killer drone gap, and you know, the other guys will have it. We got to have it. And, Daniel Suarez has a great, another book that's about DNA modification, and that plays in the very beginning of it. In a dialogue between some parents who are going to go through and modify their child because they think that they can pick from a list of attributes, you know, higher IQ, greater physical ability, longer life, and on and on and on. When they tell them, you know, well, we make these changes to the DNA as the child is in an embryonic stage, and that means that these are going to be systemic and lasting and passed on to later generations. So if you don't do this, you're condemning your child to be an inferior to everybody else. Your child is going to be dumber, shorter life, physically weaker than everybody else, putting pressure on you that way. And that's the other pressure that is brought to bear on the military-industrial complex. So, yeah, kill decision is something that really focuses on that. And the idea that we are going to have autonomous killing machines is something we should all be very, very concerned about, because I don't really see any way that we can do anything to stop it. I've interviewed Professor Sharkey, Noel Sharkey, about this. And then people are trying to create a international treaties to stop this. Of course, did that stop Fauci and Francis Collins from doing this? You know, Dr. Francis Boyle, part of a group, said, hey, we recognize this is an irresponsible, dangerous thing that you're doing here. The gain of function research, bioweapon research. This is Nazi science. And so there was a treaty to stop that. There were laws and orders telling Fauci to stop doing what he was doing. and Francis Collins to stop it? Did it stop them? No, of course not. And the military-industrial complex, the people who are our real government, conveniently look the other way when these treaties and laws are violated because they want it. I've got a little bit more to say about this and about where this is all going. I want to talk about Palantir is now back in the news as part of an investment analysis that somebody did. Well, I did a different analysis on Palantir a couple of years ago. And I want to tell you where this kind of geospatial intelligence and analysis, the real risk behind it. We'll talk about that coming up in the next segment a little bit. Before we do that, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 30 to 60% off plus free shipping on many of our most popular items, things that are very effective and very important for your health, things like Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D, and vitamin K. Vitamin D is very effective at boosting your immune system. As a matter of fact, if you have a deficiency of vitamin D, you will have a deficiency in your immune system. And if you do have autoimmune disease, they found that's typically associated with a deficiency in vitamin D, that you can help to mitigate those with supplementation of vitamin D. That's not me saying this as a salesperson for this. We're selling this stuff because it's good for you. But this is the NIH and the CDC and other people saying that. And before this ever even came out, as they said, look, vitamin D is not going to kill a virus, but it will help your immune system to do that. Remember when we understood that we had an immune system? Now you have to say, well, the only thing that's going to protect me from any disease is a mask, right? And a vaccine. Nothing else. Well, there are other things that are more effective and safer for you. Winter Sun Plus, now on a discount and free shipping, vitamin mineral fusion drink mix, all your baseline vitamins and minerals, now discounted plus free shipping, BodEase, all natural turmeric and other ingredients to help you fight inflammation, VasoBeat, also on sale plus free shipping, DNA Force Plus, 60% off plus free shipping. As a matter of fact, we've got some big discounts, 60% off with 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine plus free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at some more of this dystopian society that they're quickly rushing us into. You know, the basis of the Ardalike War was a technocratic elite against the massive population, which seems to be kind of the way this is shaping up at this point. We'll also, in the next hour, we'll be talking to Dwight Mitchell with his fight about CPS and his organization that is trying to get a national amendment to protect parental rights. We'll be right back.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, Dave and I, Noah Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we had an interesting report about Palantir that has come out on Zero Hedge, written by Grizzle.com. Palantir, one of the oldest private big data software companies. They can find connections from thousands of unstructured data points, credit card purchases, phone calls, web browsing, to identify a potential terrorist for government agencies. Company was built on government contracts, only recently began making a big push to diversify into corporate contracts. And quite frankly, I've seen this story written a couple of different times over various years, saying that Palantir is now trying to diversify into corporations. They've always been a creature of deep state surveillance. They have had a big presence there in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, buying a lot of ads in the subway station. Remember when people used to ride subway trains and stuff like that? Anyway, they would buy a lot of billboards to advertise to the military-industrial complex. And this is, I think, a good example of how the CIA has created a company and how they have focused this company and how they're going to be using this. I mean, when we look at the stuff that is now coming in, they have to have an excuse to spy on us. But they have set up the corporations to do this for quite some time. So let me play a little bit for you of how Palantir and its data mining empire became so controversial. Let's play video clip number 5.
After 17 years on the private market, data analytics company Palantir is ready to make its public market debut.
Co-founded by Peter Thiel back in 2003, its mission, providing software that customers use to integrate volumes of data from images to spreadsheets into a central platform where it can then be securely analyzed and interpreted.
News of Palantir's plans to go public, as well as its recent announcement that it will be relocating its headquarters from Palo Alto to Denver, has put the secretive software company in the spotlight. Best known for its work with U.S. government agencies like the CIA, the Department of
Defense,
and most controversially, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the company was founded following 9/11 with the goal of defending American interests.
The core mission of our company always was to make the West, especially America, the strongest in the world for
Alex
the sake
Karp,
of global peace and
Goldberg
prosperity.
Goldberg fixture.
The name Palantir comes from the Lord of the Rings. In the fantasy series, Palantiri are spherical stones that help powerful users see what is going on in other parts of Middle-earth and communicate with each other. Founded in 2003 by billionaire Peter Thiel, alongside current CEO Alex Karp, Joe Lonsdale, Stephen Cohen, and Nathan Gettings, Palantir's tech helps detect unusual or suspicious patterns in large datasets, using techniques that the founders learned working together at PayPal. The CIA was one of the company's earliest investors and its only customer for a number of years. Eventually, other intelligence agencies like the FBI and the NSA jumped aboard, using the company's customized data analytics capabilities to track and capture terrorists, insurgents, and drug smugglers.
They cite Afghanistan and Iraq as two examples of places where soldiers were mapping networks of insurgents and makers of roadside bombs by hand. So they actually were bringing in technology.
Okay, so you get the idea. I'll give you my take on this when we come back. But as you heard, you know, this was started by the CIA, their venture capital firm, NQTEL, funded by them, became their primary customer. She gave you a little bit of a sense of what the company's vision is there with the Palantiri. They consciously referenced that. I think there's a little bit more to it than that. We'll tell you when we come back. Stay with us.
The enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have joining us in the next segment, we're going to be talking about a parental rights amendment with Dwight Mitchell, who has been first attacked unreasonably as a parent by CPS. He thought it was just some out of control bureaucracy. Then he found out it was systemic and they decided to do something about it. So he has started an organization to help to inform other parents, but also to try to reform our failed institutions, our predatory institutions. And so we'll be talking about that in the next segment. But before we do, I just want to talk about the predatory institutions and the predatory technology that has already been established and the companies behind it. You understand this is a private-public partnership to control us. And, you know, all this stuff about how, well, you know, the internet companies, they now own the internet, and so they can decide that even though their business model, as they have stated, and as in fact it is, a public square, a digital public square, even though they were given Section 230 protection saying, well, you're not publishing or creating content, so you're not going to be held responsible for it, so you can keep this open and free. In spite of that, they've now taken control of that. And I'm telling you, as I've told you many times before, this is by design. This is by design. This is created to do this. These companies were created to do this in the same way that Palantir was created by the CIA to become a point on watching everything that you do. Now, you've seen the investment video. Oh, yeah, Palantir, you know, they were very effective in terms of, you know, tracking down the men in caves who took down three skyscrapers or two planes. And perhaps they were. Perhaps they were doing some, you know, beta testing there in Afghanistan. But remember, long before we had any of this technology, we had people like James Madison telling us that the tools of the weapons of war abroad would be brought back to this country as instruments of tyranny. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what they're doing with this stuff. We had the Ed Snowden leaks. One of the programs in it was the PRISM program. And as people started to look to try to find out what the PRISM program was, couldn't prove it, but we had the one program that we found that was fairly well known, being run by the government, by the NSA, by the CIA and others, was a PRISM program that came out of Palantir. And so I want to play for you just a little bit. I played for you the investment perspective of Palantir. Are they going to go private now after, you know, having enjoyed 20 years of rapidly increasing sales from the military industrial complex? Will they go private or will they get into your privacy? That's really the question. My take on this 7 years ago is not so much that they're going to go private, but they're going after your privacy. Here's my take on, a little bit of my take on it, because we don't have time for the full report. Video clip number 12.
Much has been said about the big tech companies that were implicated in this slide from Edward Snowden's documents. It's eroded confidence in their integrity and damaged their business. But what about the PRISM program itself, where people are profiled by data mining the intercepted digital communications? Some have suspected that the company behind PRISM is Palantir. I've often thought that the Palantir from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings were the perfect metaphor for the internet. In the book, the Palantir were crystal balls that allowed the possessors to communicate and to see things. Eventually, they fell into the hands of the evil forces, and using a Palantir not only revealed you to the villain, Sauron, represented by the all-seeing eye, but also allowed him to learn where you were and look into your mind and your soul. A great metaphor for people who are trying to use the internet for legitimate purposes and the government spooks who create profiles of people as they're using it. Although Palantir has a program called Prism, and although its function is exactly like that shown in the slide, they have denied the allegations. The company, Palantir, was created with funding from NQTEL, a venture capital company created by the CIA, and with funding from PayPal billionaire Peter Thiel. Palantir's CEO Alexander Karp is also from PayPal. Both Thiel and Karp were attendees at Bilderberg this year as they focused on big data. Palantir company profiles from the Wall Street Journal in 2009 and Business Week in 2011 emphasized Palantir's connection to the military-industrial complex and to data mining for terrorist profiling. Palantir self-consciously emphasizes to its employees its connection to Middle Earth mythology. Whether or not Palantir's PRISM program is the PRISM program, Palantir was created by the CIA and globalist banksters, serves as a tool for the banksters and the CIA, and was named after Sauron's surveillance tool. But questions are now being asked about PayPal's involvement with the CIA and the NSA that go beyond Palantir and the PRISM program, and call into question the integrity of PayPal's Pierre Omidyar's newly announced journalism venture with Glenn Greenwald. Whistleblower Sabelle Edmonds is asking why we've seen nothing in the leaked Snowden documents about PayPal's involvement with the NSA. A retired NSA official contacted Sabelle Edmonds and told her that the Snowden document cache contains extensive information about the NSA working not just with major internet companies, but with financial institutions, especially PayPal. Banks have long been a surveillance arm of the government, if for no other reason than to collect taxes. But it appears that PayPal's relationship goes much deeper than just financial reporting. The Snowden documents are slowly being doled out by Glenn Greenwald, who has announced that he'll be partnering with PayPal owner...
All right, let's hold it here because we've got about 3 minutes left. I want to make a couple of comments to update this. You know, when we look at what is happening, the convergence of all these different technologies, the fact that they can profile you, the fact that they use geospatial intelligence they want to track you. And now this is being sold to us as well. We need to know who has gone into an area and in contact with somebody else. And so now you have, as we saw in the UK, they're actually upfront and demanding that you get a contact tracing app put on your phone before you can go into a restaurant. Here in America, they're doing it a little bit more surreptitiously. They're saying, well, you got to give us your phone number because, you know, we don't want to hand out the buzzers anymore. So give us your phone number and then we'll contact you when your table is ready. Assuming that you live in an area where the restaurants are open. But they are going to be using this to, and again, it has to be done, of course, because of the novel. Because of the novel, we need to have geofencing around different areas. If you go into a restaurant, and we know now because you've got either the app or we got your phone number, we can trace you back to this at a particular point in time. This is what this is all about. And it's not about fighting a novel virus. This has been in place for a very long time. And as you saw in that report, it also goes back into the banks. The banks have been central to all this. This is why they're locking everybody down. This is why they're destroying small businesses, middle-class businesses. They want to make sure that the large corporations and the people who are controlling the internet portals are going to be cooperating with them and giving them information on you. Furthermore, they're going to put the money out in the form of digital cash. This is going to be hammered in with the first stimulus check. Now they're still talking about is digital cash, and it will be digital cash. We just want to be able to put that right into your bank account. And by going into a digital cashless system, we've already had Mark Zuckerberg talking about when he tried to push his cryptocurrency as a worldwide currency. He wanted to be the world's central banker because that gives you the most control. He promised in his white paper that it would be a de facto global ID to track everybody. Bill Gates wants a global ID. He's pushed this very hard, very successful in India so far. The Aadhaar system, a 12-digit number. You will not be able to do anything in India without that number. Now, of course, it's voluntary. You just won't be able to get any welfare from government or any of the other services. And, of course, if they shut down all of your jobs, then the only way that you can survive is if you take the government cash. The only way you can get the government cash is if you take the ID. Is this a bit of a revelation for you? Should be. I mean, this is where we are, folks. This is, it's all converging. All of these different technologies are being put in place. They said it was going to be about fighting terrorists. It was going to be about fighting climate change. It is about fighting your privacy, about enslaving you, tracking you, inventorying you, and watching your every move, and having you live your life at the permission of these people. We'll be right back with Dwight Mitchell. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
I've got some bad news for you, then I got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars, spread the word, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Dwight Mitchell. We've talked to Dwight a couple of times. First about his own personal tragedy, what happened in his family. And he was exonerated, eventually. But the problem is that CPS can take children based on baseless accusations. They can deny you due process. They can take the child and then do due process later whenever they get to it. And, of course, we're not talking about an inanimate object like a gun or something, right? We're talking about a child who can be severely damaged in that time that they are in the system. And so Dwight has been in the fight to get due process up front for parents, and he's got a national organization to do that, as well as now another organization, FamilyPreservationFoundation.org. I think that's the one that we're talking about today, isn't it, Dwight? FamilyPreservation.org?
Yes, it is.
Foundation? Yes. And part of this, I mean, they've got some challenges to this massive CPS bureaucracy that is making billions of dollars, destroying families and damaging children. And again, you know, there are circumstances where you have violent parents, but that is the tiny minority of that, a very small minority. But they take that and use that to say, we're going to take the kids first, do the due process later. And that is not the typical case. So we're trying to get that reformed. People who have looked at this understand what that is. Dwight has got some videos that are free that will help you to know what your legal rights are. And in most cases, as you pointed out, Dwight, the people are taken advantage of because they're not guilty. And they think, well, I don't have anything to worry about. Let me just explain this to them. I know they'll be fair with me. That's what happened in your case, right?
That's correct. That is what happens in most people's cases, especially in Minnesota. Minnesota has a take the child first, come back and substantiate the allegations within 60 days. What I came to learn while going through the system is that although it is written into their law that they can remove your child from the home based purely on allegations, no substantiated evidence, they're supposed to come to court in under 60 days to substantiate that information. Well, when I went to the Minnesota judiciary and I requested some statistics on how many children have been taken in the last 5 years, and there was over 37,000 children that were removed based upon Minnesota statutes. And I said, well, then how many had their cases substantiated within 60 days as required by law? In the last 5 years, only 463 cases were substantiated or actually had the trial to substantiate the allegations. So all of these children are being retained in foster care with no evidence of any physical harm whatsoever. It happened with Amanda Weber. It happened with myself.
Did they abide by the 60-day thing limit?
Only 463 out of 37,000 cases were actually brought to court where the social worker substantiated at trial the allegations of abuse. So that means all of these.
And then the other part of it is you've talked about how the vast majority of these allegations are not about anything that the child needs to be taken out of the family quickly for. I mean, it's not about violent or sexual abuse, but it's because somebody thought, well, you know, they're playing outside and I think that's not a good thing, or they're being homeschooled. I don't think that's a good thing. I mean, what percentage of the people, what percentage of these are even allegations about violence or sexual attack? And then what percentage of those are actually eventually found to be true after an investigation?
Well, here's the interesting part. Only 4% of the allegations are for sexual assault and 12% are for physical assault. Those are just allegations. 84% of the children are removed when there is no evidence of harm to the child whatsoever. The thing that I have not been able to get out of CPS, and I've looked at all of the federal reports, all of the state reports, are how many of the allegations were actually substantiated. They put that nowhere. Now, you would think that if they were, you know, righteous as, you know, as they claim to be, they would say out of 4% of the allegations, 4% were found, you know, guilty of abuse. But you don't find that anywhere. Even the federal reports where they receive their funding is based purely on, well, how many kids did you take in? Not how many were found guilty. In Minnesota and most states, you get put on a child abuse register purely based on the allegations. The social worker will say, well, we think that
you know, based upon these allegations, you abuse your child. Not that you even go on the trial in 60 days where they substantiated it. You're put on this list before they even verify at trial and you're found guilty of abuse. So that's one of the atrocities that's going on across the United States at this time.
Yeah, yeah. So 84% of the people that have their kids taken away, and they're supposed to, you know, go through this thing within 60 days, which they don't. Only 400 out of, was it 30-some thousand people? But, you know, 84% of the people, they're not accused of anything under which the child is even under immediate threat to justify this. And as you point out, they keep those statistics quiet. Let's talk about the Parental Rights Amendment. We got a couple of minutes. We've got about 3 minutes before we have to go to break. Talk about the Parental Rights Amendment as one way to remedy this. We don't have any parental rights specifically protected in the Constitution. Let's talk about the Parental Rights Amendment.
Correct. The Parental Rights Agreement, which is HJRES 36, was brought before Congress this session. And what it is seeking to do is to specifically add parental rights in the text of the U.S. Constitution, you know, to protect the rights that had been given to us by the court as it stands right now. And there's five sections to the amendment proposing at its core that the liberty interest of parents in the direction of bringing up their child, educational decision, and the care of the children be a fundamental right to the parent. So there's five key sections that people can look at, and they can sign on to our website, and we break down those five sections in detail and how they were derived. And then we also have a frequently asked questions website where we go through 20 questions that most people ask about this amendment.
Yeah, because, and the reason this came up is really because the United Nations and every country has signed on to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. If we take strictly an individual rights approach to this, what the UN is doing, the same people who have really no appreciation for our individual rights, are using the concept that they neglect for adults. They're using that to try to break children away from their parents so that they can run their agenda with these kids who are not of the age in which they can make these kinds of judgments. And so the UN has a program that has not been adopted. The United States is the only country that has not adopted this so far. And so that's why it's really urgent for us to get into the parental rights and to establish that as a right here in America before we get somebody in office, you know, before we get a Democrat president and a Democrat Congress and Senate that's going to run this thing through in alignment with the UN attack on parents. Because by establishing that children have individual rights, and we already see how this is starting to happen with the gaslighting of children on gender fluidity and things like that in the schools, children do not have the ability to make those kinds of decisions. There's a lot behind that. We'll talk more about that when we come back with Dwight Mitchell. Understand their point of attack, folks. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released, but they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David I Know, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dwight Mitchell of the FamilyPreservationFoundation.org. And we're talking about the Parental Rights Amendment. This has been introduced into the Congress. It's got one sponsor. We need to build support for this. And so there is a petition to help to do that. And we wanted to draw attention to that with Dwight Mitchell. Dwight, just tell the audience real quickly, what is the Parental Rights Amendment?
Well, the Parental Rights Amendment is going to, and maybe I should take a step back. Parental rights were, although we didn't have a constitutional right to parental rights, they were firmly established in America in the court system. And it was an American tradition that was enduring up until about 20 years ago. A famous Supreme Court case came down called Troxell versus Greenville. And what that did is that it undid everything that was fundamental as it relates to parental rights in our country. So the 9 justices could not come to a decision on parental rights. There were 6 separate opinions, and none received the 5-vote majority. In fact, Justice Scalia actually held that parents have no constitutionally protected rights whatsoever. So what that has done is thrown the lower courts into turmoil. They're doing whatever they want now. They aren't respecting parents or their parental rights, and they're in effect saying that the government has the right to tell you to do whatever you want to do with your children. I don't know about most parents, but I'm really big on my constitutional rights, and I believe that this Parental Rights Amendment should go through, so much so that our foundation created a petition on the whitehouse.gov website. Now, what that means is that if we get 100,000 people, 100,000 parents, actually anyone 13 and above to sign our petition, so they sign it, they get an email, they validate the email, then it comes back and it says, okay, that's a count. If we get 100,000 votes within 30 days, our petition will be put in front of the policymakers. So it'll be put in front of Congress, and we're saying we want you to act on this bill that's currently on the floor in session right now. You know, a lot of other things have come up this year with COVID and things of that nature. So the Parental Rights Amendment really hasn't gotten a lot of traction because of COVID. And so we brought the petition back out and said, listen, we don't want you to forget about this. We want you to act on it now in this session. We want you to bring this to the floor, and we want you to firmly reestablish parental rights in America.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. It's an important point. We talked about the Troxler decision because, again, Scalia was on the wrong side of the issue. And you know, we've talked about how judges can legislate from the bench, and I think this is a good example of this. You know, and why we should not be focusing all of our energy on who gets to sit in the chair. We need to put up obstacles to judicial supremacy, to the Supreme Court taking over our society. And I've talked about this in terms of even the COVID lockdown. I said, look, they're going to do it. They're going to intrude even more into the doctor-patient relationship. Just as with this decision from Scalia, they intruded into the parent-child relationship. And these things are not happening in a vacuum. You got judges all over the country, like the case we had with James Younger, where the mother, and again, this is a situation where the child did not have any biological connection to her even. It was a surrogate child and then a divorce, and I don't know what her motivations were on this, but the mother decided that she wanted to change one of the twins to a girl, even though a male child, biological male. And so she has a judge advocating with her that they're going to subject this child to hormone treatments to essentially chemically sterilize him before the age of eight. Now, you know, this is real child abuse that's being done systemically by judges, but it all goes back to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, to establish that children have their rights. I mean, we look at what's going on with the Conway family, George and Kellyanne. They got their daughter who wants to divorce them and so forth. This kind of stuff is coming from the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. We have to stop the UN. We have to stop the Supreme Court. One of the ways that you do this is with a constitutional amendment. And Dwight, you know, I think this example should be put into the constitutions of various states as well, because we need to start bringing back the Ninth and Tenth Amendment that says, no, states and people in the states have some say over their lives. We are not subject to the rulings and the discretion of Supreme Court justices alone.
Well, you know, parental rights have been eroding for the last 20 years. Most people aren't even aware of what's taking place. You know, parents are so busy just working, you know, trying to make ends meet. Children being removed at an alarming rate that people aren't aware of for grounds that aren't even sufficient. You know, for example, you know, innocent parents are having their children removed for asking for a second medical opinion, for education, for questioning vaccinations, for false That's right. allegations during these ugly divorces that go on. So there's this abuse that's going on that is, you know, completely flying under the radar. The most heinous one I heard is when the CPS got involved in a case where the mother allowed her 8-year-old daughter to walk the dog around the block. Heck, when we were kids, we all had to walk the dog around the block. Our parents weren't doing it.
Yeah, so, you know, exactly.
CPS got involved in that. And so, you know.
Yeah, when I was a child, I aspired to be like the Little Rascals. I wanted to do things a lot more dangerous than walking my dog around the block.
I know, exactly. You know, but you sit here, though, and people don't realize, based upon the federal reports, if you go look at the AFGAR reports, 9 million children have been removed from the family home in the last 20 years. That's like 9 million forcibly separated from their parents and traumatized. Everyone knows it's traumatizing. You know, for them to say that it's not, you know, the system has actually admitted it. You go look at Molly McGrath's TEDx, or you go look at Dr. Jessica Price's TEDx. They're all admitting that the children are being traumatized, yet the government is allowing this to happen. And only 84% of the children are being removed with no physical harm whatsoever. So you sit here and you look at all of this and you're like, how can you not be for parental rights? How can you not sit here and say, right. I'm not anti-CPS, you know, whatsoever. I think the entire system needs to be re-engineered because it's become a global industrial complex, just like the penal system in America.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so disingenuous for the left to talk about child separations at the border when it is a teeny tiny fraction of what's happening here. And these are people we don't know that they're even related, let alone their parents. That's why this is, I mean, they're going across a very dangerous international border crossing, which in and of itself, even if these people were their parents, basically could be grounds for child abuse. But nevertheless, they don't know that they're not in part of a child trafficking network. And yet they will talk about that incessantly. And yet completely ignore the vast numbers of Americans who are having their children taken away from them for no reason whatsoever, really.
People don't realize that the U.S. has taken between 400,000 and 500,000 kids annually for the last 20 years. And I tell everyone, don't believe me. Come to the website. Look at our CPS statistics. I give you the links to the federal documents to support everything I say. So I'm not shooting from the hip. I'm in, you know, the information technology arena. My job is business process reengineering. So I've sat and looked at what really needs to be done to CPS to overhaul it and to reengineer the process. And I'm trying to get the word out. You know, I've been talking to senators and legislatures. I've spoken before a number of task force in Minnesota. And what we really want to happen with this parental rights amendment is that we want the rights of all parents to be brought back in line. And we're not saying that the government doesn't have a compelling interest if the child is being abused. Of course, you know, if the child is being abused, you need to take the child. But if 84% of the children, you know, aren't being physically abused, then you need to do services. You need to do whatever you need to do in the family home. You need to follow the Family First Act that was
we got to take a break, Dwight. We're going to be right back. Dwight Mitchell, FamilyPreservationFoundation.org. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the details of this. Stay with us. Be right back.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications of COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance. above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet, and there are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. So if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now. I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, Communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to talk more to Dwight Mitchell about what we can do to try to protect parental rights. And if you don't understand how important that is and how much that is threatened, then you haven't been listening to this show for very long, because we have one article after the other. A threat to children, and typically overthrowing the family. And so we're going to talk about what you can do to get involved in passing this. Before we go back to Dwight, I just want to real quickly remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a big sale right now, 30 to 60% off plus free shipping on many of our most popular items. And let me give you a list of just a few of the products that are discounted along with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com right now. We have Winter Sun Plus, that's vitamin D, plus vitamin K. The K helps the D to be absorbed by your body, and it also protects against excessive calcification. So the two of them work together. And you should always have those together. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D, very important for building your immune system health. That is now on sale, plus free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, on sale, plus free shipping. Bod Ease. We have DNA Force Plus, 60% off, plus free shipping. We also have other products, Prostaguard, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil. All of these on sale, plus free shipping. And I'll just mention one more. The Alexa Pure Breeze, right now, $139 off. And again, that is that's the air filter that comes with a pre-filter, a HEPA filter, and a carbon activated filter. Very silent, very attractive, very effective unit. We have that at home, and it's one of our favorite products that we use on a regular basis. All of these on sale and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this programming. We really do appreciate your support. We try to make this a win-win situation. 30 to 60% off, plus free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to Dwight Mitchell, and again, the website, if you want to get more information and find out if you're in a situation right now where somebody has filed a complaint against you because they don't like your kids playing outside, or they don't like the fact that you homeschool, or maybe you've got the school coming after you because they want your kids vaccinated, or they want them to change their gender or something like that, right? Just understand that there are videos at the FamilyPreservationFoundation.org to tell you what your legal rights are. Don't be naive enough to think that just because you haven't done anything wrong They won't treat you like a criminal. Don't be naive enough to think that if you stand up for your legal constitutional rights, that that will make them think that you're guilty. He's got a great series of videos there at the familypreservationfoundation.org. And in this segment, Dwight, let's talk a little bit about how people can get involved in passing the Parental Rights Amendment.
Well, we have created a petition on the whitehouse.gov website where we're looking to obtain 100,000 signatures or more. Currently, everyone is talking about, you know, patriotism and their Second Amendment rights, the constitutional rights. We believe that parents have a constitutional right and that this right should be clearly enumerated in the Constitution. We want everyone to go on, sign on to the petition, help us get 100,000 people in 30 days or less so that this will be put in front of the legislature. It will tell Congress, send them a clear message that we want our parental rights in the Constitution, the same as the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and anything else. This is what we're looking to achieve. So we're telling everyone, sign the petition, come onto our website, sign up for our newsletter, learn about how the amendment was derived, look at our frequently asked questions, and then get in contact with us. Specifically, if you're having an issue right now, look at our free CPS educational video series. It talks about defending yourself and defending your rights in family court and what you should do if CPS should happen to start an investigation. Our 35 key tips, or if CPS is knocking at your door, is instrumental. And most people are very, very happy about those tips on what to do. Because like myself, I didn't know anything. It's flying under the radar. We're all sitting here thinking, well, if CPS gets involved, the parent must have done something wrong. Well, that's not the case. And, you know, when I found out that 84% of the parents, in fact, had done no physical harm to the child whatsoever, but CPS was still giving them a hard time and removing the children from the home and traumatizing the children and not allowing the children to come back home, I'm like, every patriot, every American citizen who's a parent should be signing this amendment right now. There should be a petition, rather, and they should be telling Congress, we want a constitutional right to be a parent. We want it clearly established and clearly enumerated that we have the care, custody, and control of our children. We get to make the decisions. Yes,
that's
if
right.
We do something
and they
wrong,
don't want that. And we've right. heard this from Hillary Clinton. It takes a village to raise a child. No, it doesn't. It takes a parent who loves that child and who knows that child to raise a parent. That's always been the case. But to put it more succinctly, we had Melissa Harris-Perry do the PSA for, I think it was MSNBC, saying, we got to get over this notion that the children belong to the parents. That is a distillation of what this UN Convention for the Rights of the Child is all about. Taking the children away from the parents, breaking that relationship in the same way they seek to break the doctor-patient relationship, they seek to break the parent-child, the family relationship. Our society has been built, our communities are built as a collection of families. And if you destroy the family, you have destroyed the basic building block of society. That's why the UN is coming after the family. That's why we have to stand up and stand against this and understand that the judges completely understand what is going on. You may not have heard of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, but they have. And they have looked at the cases in other countries, at the case law in other countries, and it is the judiciary that is putting this through. This is why we have to do this in law at the state level, and we have to do it at the federal level. We have to put this amendment in.
Right. I think parents generally know what's best for their child. The natural bonds of affection and love lead parents to naturally to act in the best interest of their child. You know, we know better than a teacher or a doctor, a bureaucrat, any state agent. You know, teachers will come to me and try and tell me about my child. I'm like, you don't live with my child. I'm in the house with my child on a day-to-day basis. I know what's good for my child, and I don't want him listening to this garbage you're spewing out in class. And I've told him, if this topic comes up, walk out of the class, tell the principal to call me, and I'll deal with it. Because I'm like, you don't have a right to say what my child hears or learns. I do. It's my child. I'm raising him. I'm the one who's paying to, you know, for the care, custody, and upkeep of my child. And I love my child. And like most right. Americans and patriots who love their children, we want the best for our children. And we do know what's in the best interest of our child. And the government can't tell me that. You know, that's just what we feel at Family Preservation Foundation.
You know, when we look at this again, when it was, originally started putting, a lot of this is about the right of people to choose their own religious beliefs for their children, to teach their own religious beliefs to their children, to do homeschooling and other issues like this. And all of those will be on the table. We've seen horrendous attacks on parents to take away their children because the government doesn't like your religion or doesn't like your homeschooling of them. In other countries like Germany, for example, good example of that. The people who have been all about the forefront of government, state education to the exclusion of everything else. But, you know, there was a recent article, Mitch, Dwight, where the Wall Street Journal was talking about how teachers are finding higher pay and more options because now they're working as a contract with a cluster of parents who are hiring them rather than working with these massive institutions. And that's always been something that we've held out to teachers when I've talked to them about their resistance to homeschooling or to other forms of education. I said, look, if you're a good teacher, you're worth more than the institutions are paying you and you would have more freedom. And now we're seeing this because of COVID. It's kind of interesting, I think.
It is. What's even more fascinating is I live across the street from two teachers, and the teachers have told me that they're very frustrated in the school system because of this constriction that the family courts and the law has put upon them, and that they are not allowed to do anything to the children, and the parents aren't allowed to discipline the children, and the children are just out of control. They've told me that it's been, you know, more easy for them to actually do the Zoom conferencing and things of that nature than to actually work in the classroom. So like you said, David, if you had these pod classes going on, I mean, I'm clearly in favor of charter schools and smaller schools, a smaller group of children being taught by a teacher. I know when I homeschooled my own son for 2 years, two of them, they wanted to go back into the school system. They went back in and were tested, and they were so advanced that they had to be skipped a grade. And I'm sitting here going like, well, I only gave them the fourth grade curriculum and the fifth grade curriculum of homeschooling. I'm like, why are they so more advanced than the regular kids in school? They had to actually skip my kids because they were so smart after me homeschooling them. So,
because you were teaching them stuff rather than socially conditioning them. That really is the mission of the schools. Thank you so much again, Dwight Mitchell. If you want to find out how to get involved in the Parental Rights Amendment, familypreservationfoundation.org. Thank you, Dwight.